Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Autogrill's conference call.
Good afternoon to everybody. I am Elisabetta Cugnasca, Autogrill Investor Relations Group. I'm giving the word to Mr. Tondato, Autogrill CEO.
Welcome to this conference call. I'm here with Elisabetta, Alberto De Vecchi, our CFO, Peter Williams, and Mark Adams from Alfa. Sorry for the delay, the short delay, but we have technical problems. Let's get started. Page four, try to give you four good reasons for this Alfa transaction. The first is that I think through this, Autogrill is going to become a relevant player in the U.K. concession market, building a strategic position in the airport channel and creating an operating platform for additional growth in the U.K. The second good reason is that through this transaction, we are going to increase our group worldwide presence in the airport channel in both F&B and retail, strengthening the competitive position in Europe, entering into, in a more important way, into Eastern Europe, and increasing our presence in Middle East and Asia. The third good reason is that we think that leveraging our know-how and best practice in F&B and supporting the management of Alfa, we are going to be able to improve the performances of this company. The fourth is that we are entering into the in-flight catering business, leveraging the expertise of one of the most leading and the best leading operator in this sector. Going to the next chart, page number five, you see how the balance of our portfolio is changing. North America is very important, but is decreasing the weight in our portfolio. Europe is increasing the weight, and if you look below, the airport channel is growing very much, and the motorway business is decreasing the weight in our business. Moving to the next page, you see that in Europe, the balance group portfolio is moving even more. Italy is decreasing from 67% to 48%, and the presence of U.K. and Ireland is going up to 28%, so it's an important movement in our geography. If you go to the part below the slide, you see also that, again, the motorway business is decreasing its weight in Europe from 77% to 55%. With Alfa, we are becoming an important player in the U.K. market. You see the top 10, the U.K. market has three airports in the top 10 airports worldwide. It is very important for us to position the company in a way in which we can really be a competitor in this market. Going to page six, which market are we talking about? We are talking about a market with 235 million passengers per year. Actually, these are the numbers of 2006, that represents more or less 5% of the worldwide traffic and close to 20% of the European traffic. It is a very, very important market. Next page, going to the in-flight part of the business. Alfa is the fourth global in-flight operator with 63 airports, operating 63 airports across the world. Even more important, in the U.K., is the first and the most important operator. We are entering this sector with a leader, actually. Going to the market of the in-flight in the next slide, page 12, the size, how big is this market? The size of this in-flight market is estimated about 7 billion euros, and is a market that grows more or less 3% per year. After the shock of with an impressive CAGR in the last year, so you see it's around 3%, before recovering the 2008 disaster, it grew even more, 5%. So it's a market with an important growth that should stabilize in the future around 3%. Alberto.
Now I start to give some more details and describe a bit the main numbers of Alfa Airport. Here in this slide you can see some Alfa Airport key figures. The company operates over 200 outlets and services serving over 100 airlines in 81 airports with a total of almost 1,600 associates, offering both food and beverage and retail products. And its business model is a blend of proprietary and licensed brands with an approach that is consistent with the Autogrill one. An important element that has been, evaluated at the time of the decision to launch an offer for acquiring the company has been the fact that there is a new management team in the company since 2006. We think that we are really confident that we can work together both to expand the Alfa Airport revenues and enhance profitability, as well as building together a UK platform that can drive more opportunities in the country for the whole group, and also an opportunity for expanding the Alfa Airport activities outside UK. Finally, a few elements about the financials of the company. The company in the year ended January 21st, 2007, had total sales of around £560 million pounds and an underlying EBITDA of £32.4 million. The underlying operating profit amounted to £18.8 million, and although I remind you that the fiscal year ended at the end of January 2007, the company had one-off cost and write-off for a total of £10.8 million pounds. Next page. You see the description of the businesses operated by Alfa Airports, and 53% approximately of the sales generated by Alfa Airports are in the airline services. Let's say that what is considered basically in-flight. Although, apart from in-flight catering and retail, the company is also offering added value services to airline companies. We can say that I want to underline in this part of the slide the fact that as we write here, what is offered in in-flight catering is a comprehensive range of in-flight catering services and logistics, which is it is important to underline that although the food and beverage content and quality is very important in this industry, not less important are the quality of the supply chain of an operator and the logistic know-how. The latter one, the logistic know-how, is an intriguing addition to our to the Autogrill know-how that is diverse, although not unrelated to the autogrill skills, because we keep in mind that we serve food and beverage, but excellence in operations is a core component of our business model. So we are positive about the ability of Alfa Airports and autogrill management to enhance value by the combination of the respective core competencies. The right part of the business model of the right part of the slide is referred to a part of the business model of Alfa Airport that is much more, say, usual for what we do and what we present normally to you, that is airport services, mainly today retail, but also food and beverage. And this part of the business is generating approximately 47% of the total sales of Alfa, and has grown with respect to the previous year by around 5%. The company is operating 28 airports on a world basis. Sales are more driven by the UK sales, as we will see later. And the retail offer is definitely more important than food and beverage today. Around 90% of the sales generated by this segment is generated by retail, while only 10% is generated, 9% to be more precise, is generated by food and beverage. Moving to the next page, you see the way the sales and the DDA are distributed in between in-flight and retail, travel retail business and food and beverage, and in between UK and international operations. Even at first glance, what is quite obvious is that the UK part of the business is generating the core part of the sales today of the company. More than 80% of the sales are generated in UK, while the UK and Ireland are contributing around 53% to the EBITDA. What can be seen as a weakness can also be seen as a bigger opportunity. The new Alfa Airport management has already started to analyze when appointed in the company and to assess the potential of the two businesses managed by Alfa. And we have discussed with them, we have started discussing with them what the potential, where the potential is. And in in-flight, there are opportunities that can come out in UK from the renewal of the British Airways contract. While still in UK, when we talk about airport services, the room for improvement of the performance is mainly driven by, let's say, more efficiency in the overall management of the retail part of the business, and especially through when we look at the opportunity for growth in revenues through the increase of the revenues generated by the food and beverage part of this segment. Internationally, the opportunity is mainly possibility for expanding the company, and we think that we are really really excited by the idea to work together with the colleagues of Alfa Airport in the next month to see whether we can, give them leverage in order to allow them to expand the business internationally to be able to catch this potential that is there with a business model that has been also used at the time of the acquisition of our 50% in Aldeasa. And in the meantime, we do hope that to be able to look for further opportunities in UK, also for the rest of the group. Moving to the next page, we have a page related to the in-flight business. On the flight, as we said, we are newcomers. As Mr. Tondato stated before, we see room for consolidation and for expansion in this business. And definitely next month, we will also be focused in trying to learn about that industry from our colleagues in Alfa, in order to assess the potential of the segment and to elaborate a common strategy. In general, let's say that the company is operating 63 airports across the world, of which 22 are in UK. If you look at the sales generated there, it seems that UK business is generating everything. One-third of the airports under management are generating 83% of the sales. This is a bit biased by the fact that within the 63 airports operated, there are 24 airports that are related to the Italian joint venture that the company has with Servair that is not consolidated line by line. So you cannot see sales and the EBITDA of this joint venture in the sales EBITDA of the Alfa Airport because it's consolidated on an equity basis. Which means that anyhow, even taking out these locations, it is quite obvious that airports under management are in general bigger in the UK part of the business than in the rest of the world, although there are very, very interesting and, by the way, also very profitable contracts in the international part, as we have seen in the previous slide. Then the next page, we see some elements about what we have understood for the time being about in-flight. As we said before, the in-flight business, and to be honest, is a bit reductive speaking about in-flight because, as we said before, is the airline service business. Is a blend of service rendered in-flight as well as logistic services rendered to the airlines in the airport. And we have put here a couple of pictures that try to let you catch what is really important in this industry. And you see on the left picture, you see 99.9 on time delivery on a very huge number of flights served. This is a critical issue. To be a reliable partner for the airline is very important. And say the good fact in this industry is that if you deliver a good service, you tend to have your contract. The incumbent is very strong in general because the relationship is a business-to-business relationship. And if you can provide a very good service, you tend to be renovated. That is a bit decreasing the limit compared to our industry, that is the concession industry, of the length, the average length of the contract. It is true that in-flight is characterized by a typical contract length that is much shorter than what we have been experienced by the concession business. Generally, the contract the average contract is up to 3 years. Although there are possibilities where you can have a much longer contract, but generally is shorter. So just to find the similarities, we can say that it's a bit more similar the in-flight to the catering business, more to the concession business in terms of the length of the contract. But the relationship is a very strong relationship of a very critical service for an airline carrier. And which means that if you are able to deliver a good quality and a very high service to the airlines, you tend to be renovated. The right picture is showing you that also innovation is an important part of this retention ability. You see here a package introduced by Alpha Airports on their flights, on the flights they serve, that is a very innovative package that allow the meal to be heated up to 200 centigrades, but in the meantime still keeping the outside part of the package cool enough to be handled. This is an example that it's not only, say, an operational work, there is also space for innovation. If we move to the part of the, where we are more familiar with, that is the retail and the food and beverage part, as we said, we are present in 47 airports with more than 180 outlets. Around 47% of the overall sales has been generated by this segment. What is important to say is that today the sales generated by UK are more than £200 million. And you can see here the importance of the UK platform Mr. Tondato was referring to in the first part of the presentation. As I said before, food and beverage is still marginal in the offer proposition of Alpha Airport today. 9% of the sales are generated by food and beverage, and we see here an important potential for the future increase of profitability and also of revenues of the company. You see that this nonetheless, there are important presences already outside UK. This is the central pie, with important, significant sales generated by the, say, Indian area. Today, basically, is Sri Lanka and the Maldives islands. The company has been awarded in November 2006 a contract for the New Delhi airport that has not contributed to sales in the previous year results. So our presence in India as a whole, as a group, is growing, although we must say that we don't expect that the New Delhi airport contract is going to contribute very significantly, going to move the breakdown in terms of macro area of the sales generated by Alpha in this segment. Moving to the next few pages, we have presented here some brands that are used by Alpha in their offer in travel retail and food and beverage in airports. You see that the offer or the retail offer of airport is articulated in, say, general brands that can be either duty-free brands or general shopping brands. More specific brands, and probably the most known internationally, is the Glorious Britain, that has some articulation on a regional basis for Ireland and Scotland. You see Scottish presence at Taste of Ulster. Then there are also specialty brands that are dedicated to a certain merchandising. You see in the next page some pictures. Then the same applies to food and beverage, where you see that, as I said before, the present offer is articulated both in terms of proprietary brands, as World News Cafe, The Eating Place, and Daily Sandwich Bar, and the high street brands. It is important to underline that last May, which means that no impact on the figures we have presented before, the Alpha Airport signed a contract for opening a number of copy stores in various UK airports branded Starbucks. So also this is an important leverage that we can see, because of course we are quite familiar with the Starbucks approach, and I think that we can bring, value to our colleagues in UK in order to speed up the learning process and be effective in the launch of these brands in the UK. Then moving to the page 23, an important apart from entering into the company and bring new energy to the company, what the present management has done in the last year has been to secure important new contracts to the company. And you see in the bottom of this slide some very significant contracts. In some cases, you see, for instance, the Sharia airport, that is the Arab Emirate airport, you see an in-flight contract that is quite long. So this is an example that although in general this industry is characterized by shorter contracts, it can be that you can have can secure even longer concessions. It is also important to say that the company has extended for a very significant period, that is 10 years, the Manchester Airport contract. Manchester is one of the most important UK airport, and is the most important in UK apart from the London area airports. This is a very important leverage for us as a group of introduction into the UK environment for a very long period of time. Of course, in the short term, this contract is in part responsible for a decrease in profitability of the company, because the company has not yet been able to, leverage on the new contract in order to extract more revenues, while in the meantime they have been suffered an increase in the rent. So to some extent, in the short term, this new contract has decreased the profitability of the UK airport service business, but of course this is going to create an important leverage for the future. Then the very last part of the presentation is dealing with what we have done as Autogrill during the acquisition. At the time when we start buying Alpha Airport shares, the shareholding structure of the company was with the most important shareholder was Cerver with a stake of around 27%. These are rounded figures. Then the second one was Schroders, and then Aberforth and Bestinver, that is a company of the Acciona, the Spanish group. Then the rest was in the market either with asset management fund or in individual holdings. The company start buying stakes at the beginning, at the end of the last day, the 30th of May, has been the first purchase when we bought the Schroeder stake. And then we start buying shares until the 14th of June, arriving to a total stake of 65.5%. June 13, the average purchase price per share is 104.5 pence per share. With a total consideration of around 120 million pounds. We have announced on June 4 the intention to launch an offer, and before the July 2nd we will actually launch deposit the offering document and launch the offer for buying the remaining shares of Alpha. The offer price that we will propose in the offering document will be 110 pence per share, that is the highest oil price that we have offered in between the end of May and June 14. And assuming that we would be able to collect all the remaining shares, the theoretical book value per share will be 106.4 pence per share, for a total consideration of 187.2 million. Then there is a stock option plan in place in the company, and stock options vest for a total of 7.6 million shares that, of course, will be bought by, will be tendered by Autogrill at the same 110 pence per share, with a total consideration for this part of the share capital of the company of 8.4 million. That in terms of say impact on the total funding that we have to provide, the supplementary value is 3.4 million because the aggregate strike price for the stock option is 5 million. And the transaction has been financed using available credit lines. I think that now we can open the Q&A session. And as Mr. Tondato said before, at in this part of the table, we, apart from Mr. Tondato and myself, we will have also Mr. Peter Williams, that is the CEO of the company, and Mr. Mark Adams, that is the CFO of Alfa Airport, that can answer to your questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. I also like to remind you that a Q&A session is reserved for analysts only. Thank you very much. The first question comes from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from Citigroup. Mr. Falcioni, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. I would like to know if you could kindly explain to us why margins in the UK for the airport service business are so low at EBITDA level, and what you think can be the actions taken to improve these margins thanks to Autogrill know-how, and also the fact that this at Alfa there's a new management team. So basically what you have in plan to improve margins, and if perhaps you can give us an idea of what sort of margins you can potentially achieve there, both in the in the airports services business generally, and perhaps also in the two parts of food and beverage and retail. I didn't catch also what you said about one-off costs in 2006. So if you could kindly repeat that, that'd be very kind. Thank you.
It's Peter Williams here. I'll try and answer most of that. Obviously, we're not going to give any profit forecast because I think the rules in Italy are the same as they are in the UK. The UK airport services business was affected by a number of things last year. We had some one-off costs associated with the security incident that took place at Heathrow, or the worries about that, in August of last year. And that did disrupt the tax and duty-free sales for quite some period after that. Secondly, we invested in SAP, which is our new retail merchandising system, and that had an effect on our overheads. And also, as Alberto said earlier on, there were one or two contracts that we took on last year or renewed last year, particularly in Manchester, where we are paying a higher rent prior on a contract extension prior to putting in the revised prior to putting in the new refurbished stores. So our rent, if you like, is ahead of the capital investment at this particular moment in time. So as the life of the contract goes through the 10 years at, in Manchester, we will see that situation rectify. But as I said, overall, there were one or two incidents that happened last year that we don't see recurring. And I think that, generally from from the management of the business, from Mark and I's point of view, you know, we recognize that, you know, the UK retail business is an area for us to focus on.
Okay, but without sort of giving forecasts, I mean, what would you say the sort of adjusted EBITDA would have been without sort of the UK incident and the startup costs of Manchester? And perhaps SAP, if that sort of weighed down.
That sounds a bit like the same way of asking the previous question. But I, as I say, you know, at the moment we would expect things like, you know, the rent, the factor, because the rent went up by about £1 million and we had about £2 million of SAP costs come in. Obviously, we're not expecting a recurrence of the security incident to happen again. So I think that, you know, we've tasked ourselves internally in Alpha, and this is obviously prior to the Autogrill acquisition, we've tasked ourselves internally at Alpha, you know, with improving the UK retail returns, because we freely accept they're not where they should be.
Okay, thank you very much.
Falcioni, I thought that you have also asked details about the one-off costs. Probably we didn't. Or were you referring to specifically to the retail? Because I didn't catch part of your question.
No more question at the moment. Next question comes from Miss Paola Carboni from Euromobiliare SIM. Miss Carboni, please proceed with your question.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, everybody. I have a few questions. First of all, I would like to come back on the previous point about the operating performance of airport services operation in UK and Ireland. Even when looking to 2005 instead of 2006, we still see a sharp difference between performance in the UK and Ireland and performance international, let's say. So I'd like to understand, maybe even also with a few examples, if you can, what can be the reason behind this difference, let's say. So what... let's say, kind of problems was Alpha experiencing up to now in UK, maybe. Yeah.
Can I stop you? Because we have missed you almost immediately, because we started listening to you, but then the line is not particularly good. So if you can speak a bit
louder,
slower, and articulate a bit more, because otherwise here we cannot hear you.
Okay, sorry about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was coming back on the previous point about performance in operating performance of airport services in UK and Ireland. As even then, when looking to 2005 instead of 2006, we still see a sharp difference, if I'm not wrong, between UK performance and international performance on airport services. So I was wondering if you can help us to understand what can be the reason behind this difference in operating performance, maybe with some examples, if you can. So is there maybe a matter of format, an appropriate format, or an appealing brand in UK, or some bad positioning of location? I don't know if you can provide us some example, and so we can also figure out what Autogrill can do to help Alpha improving its performance in UK. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the key things to understand here is there is a big difference between mature, well-developed markets like the UK, which is very competitive, and markets such as Sri Lanka, where we are, you know, the dominant retailer at the airport. So in the UK, as any of our competitors would tell you, you know, the competition to get space is very tough, and the rents that are effectively obtained by the airport authorities are, you know, much keener, much higher than they are in less well-developed markets. We have deliberately been concentrating probably more of our efforts abroad. This is from an Alpha perspective. We've been concentrating more of our efforts abroad in places like Sri Lanka and in India, in the less developed markets, where we see we have a better opportunity. The other thing is that we have a particular fascia called World News, which operates in a number of UK airports. We actually have lost the contract with British Airports Authority for that fascia. But in actual fact, it's not necessarily a major problem because actually the operating profit to sales ratio for that particular contract was very weak. So the fact that that actually comes out of the numbers should help us going forward. But I think the realistic position is that the UK will always show a lower operating profit to sales ratio than the overseas markets, the outside UK markets, simply because of the maturity of the UK and the competition that's there.
Sure. Sure, this is clearly understandable. But if I may, I would like anyway to understand, maybe this is more a question for Autogrill, what can be the room for improvement in your performance in UK? Clearly, rents are out of your control, but what is in your control can be improved, and if so, what are we dealing with?
Yes, the second part of the question is more related to, I don't say that it's more related to Autogrill. let's say that it's more related to what we can do together. Because maybe if I can add two comments on what Peter said before. As on one hand, it's obvious that in overseas you can find situations where you can extract more profit because there is to some extent less competition. Mm-hmm. We can say that, of course, we are quite used as a group to work in developed countries because you know that we are the leader in U.S., and U.S. is not an easy market. It's not very easy to drive value even there. I think that size matters, and of course this is something that we can add in order to leverage the effort of Alpha to become stronger with respect to also to in the relationship with the landlords. We can also add to the fact that we think that an important factor for improvement is the work that the new management of Alpha has been already doing in the last year. Probably Peter cannot say because he is part involved, but we have seen important element for future improvement. What we want to do as a group is to help their effort, and of course to give them opportunities for continuing the expansion on international basis. A different story could be food and beverage, because definitely we are a specialist in food and beverage, while probably Alpha today is more concentrated in retail. So there we can probably add specific know-how to be more effective.
Sure. And can you provide the contribution of food and beverage sales in UK and Ireland only? I mean, it's 10% overall, but in UK specifically?
You have to consider that for the time being, Alpha is still a listed company, so we cannot provide detailed information that is not provided to the Alpha shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that, of course, we are definitely very interested in the room for improvement of profitability. But of course, I think that first of all, what we have to do is to understand where to address our attention as the joint management group in the next month. As a matter of fact, we have said before, we have done a very plain deal in the stock market. So the information we have been relying when we bought the company were not particularly different to what any investor could have at the time. The work we have to do together has been started only in the previous weeks. So I think that we still need to do a lot of work together to see to assess the potential and to be back to the stock market to explain and to try to detail where the potential is, how much, and also to calculate what is the possible improvement.
Sure. Just the very last question, if I may. Is it possible to know, if you have already elaborate on this, residual average life of your contracts for airport services internationally, as this seems to be the main contributor in terms of profitability, so it would be a critical issue to understand the visibility for the future?
No, as I said before, we have to be consistent with what is being provided, provided by the company. And by the way, you know that also Autogrill is not giving that information as far as Autogrill itself is concerned. So we can say that, as I said before, the in-flight is characterized in general by shorter contract, and while the retail today of Alpha, in terms of average length, is not dissimilar of what we experienced in airports in retail and food and beverage. So that are similar concepts.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Next question is from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from Citigroup. Mr. Falcioni, please proceed with your question.
Yeah, sorry, we got cut off. You were telling me the one-offs in 2006, the total cost. During the presentation, you did mention something about that, Mr. De Vecchi.
We spoke about the 10. We spoke about 10.8 million of extraordinary cost plus write-offs. I leave the answer to Mark Adams. Mark is the CFO of Alpha, and he can be much better than me in detailing those one-off costs.
Hello. As Alberto said, the costs we incurred in 2007 were 10.8 million disclosed as exceptional costs. As you may or may not be aware, we had a special committee appointed during 2006 following some irregularities within the business, and the costs of that were 2.4 million. We then had some redundancies in the business which cost us about £1.7 million. And some costs associated with a fraud on the VAT side of the business that cost us a further £0.5 million. The remainder of the costs were in relation to a review of the business looking for impaired assets or owner's contracts that myself and Peter carried out as the new management team coming into the business. As part of that review, we identified a number of contracts or a number of leases where we felt that we had onerous positions under the contracts, or we had assets that were impaired. So under IFRS, we had to make provisions against those, and that makes up the remainder of the cost.
Thank you. Perhaps if you could just tell us, I mean, you can't tell us the residual life for the UK either, obviously, of UK contracts, but, I mean, what kind of visibility? I mean, do you get a feeling that there's going to be enough sort of contract renewals that in some way Autogrill, Stroke, Alpha together will be able to bid in a significant amount of sort of contracts in the coming months and let's say couple of years in order to change sort of the scale effect and of the businesses in the airport services area?
Well,
But certainly, if you take the UK, Alpha in the last sort of 12 or 18 months has renewed or extended virtually all its major retail contracts in Manchester and Birmingham and elsewhere in the UK. We actually see, as a result of this transaction, a great opportunity on the food and beverage side, because actually Alpha historically has been quite weak at that, and certainly that's where Autogrill's great strength lies. So I'm not going to put any numbers on it, but I think that over the next 6 to 12 months, we're going to be getting in front of all the UK airport authorities saying, you know, this is the portfolio of brands and concepts that we have to really make a significant impact.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Carmelo Pappalardo from Trust Bank. Mr. Pappalardo, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. I have just three questions. First question is, which is the total cost that we will see in 2007 inside the P&L of Autogrill related to the Alpha acquisitions? Second question is, we understand that Alpha Finance secure important contract in 2007 and 2006, but just to have an idea of which are the main issue in terms of contract that is going to expire in 2007 and which is the historic retention rate. Third question is on the guidance. How you see the guidance is going to change at the Autogrill group level? I mean, in particular, to the 10% of revenues growth at the organic level and the 700 million in terms of CapEx. Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, just a moment, please.
Yeah, just a moment, because we have to divide the answers, because you made an answer, a question
okay.
That is related to Alpha that I would prefer that the colleagues of Alpha answer, and then two questions that are related to Alpha
okay.
That we will answer. So probably it's better that at first we answer to the question related to Alpha, and then we answer to the two questions related to Autogrill.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Shall I take the renewal retention question first, if I've understood it correctly? I commented earlier on about the UK retail side of the business, where we basically now have almost a new set of contracts in most of our major UK retail outlets. If you take the other big chunk of our business, which is the UK flight catering or in-flight catering business, we have recently renewed American Airlines, which was a very important contract for us. The only other one that is public, that publicly everybody knows about that is currently out for renewal is United, and we are in discussions with them as we speak. And as you know, we have gain contracts, you know, abroad, both in retail and in in-flight catering. So my overall view is that, you know, since I joined the company just over a year ago, we have basically retained pretty well all the contracts that we would like to have retained. And the only one that we really lost out on was the World News one with British BAA, which I was not happy about the profitability of anyway. So in a way, that wasn't so much of a loss.
Okay.
As well as the two questions related to Autogrill, in terms of the costs related to the acquisitions, the costs that are going to go into the P&L, apart from, of course, interest rates, are really negligible, of course. The costs that are related to, let's say, the legal fees and the cost for the assistance of the investment bank will be put in the book value that is of the investment that we will have. So they're not going to go into the P&L. In terms of guidances for the full year 2007, honestly, for the time being, we're not going to release any guidance in the sense that we want to at first to work together with our colleague in Alpha, because we have also to work in the next weeks. First of all, to integrate the company in the reporting, because you will see the first, say, consequences of the acquisition in the semi-annual figures. Then we can expect to be ready to elaborate more thoroughly about the common strategy and the giving guidances not only for the 2007 but also for the next year once we have completed the strategic review with them. And we expect to be able to do that at the time when we release the forecast for the full year 2007 that you know we normally do after, say, the completion of the summer period, because we have in that moment a better view.
Thank you very much.
No more question at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. Thank you. Next question is from Ms. Paola Carboni from Euromobiliare SIM. Ms. Carboni, please proceed with your question.
Yes, sorry, I take the chance. There's no one else. Because I have another question, a more general one, about the UK market in terms of concession for airport services. If you can elaborate a little bit about competitive issue, as you were mentioning before, in particular in case of new concession, is there usually private negotiation or public auction? So how transparent is, in your view, the process of being awarded for new concession in the UK? Thank you.
I would say it's a very transparent process. I mean, most of the UK airports are either owned by BAA, which used to be a UK public company, is now part of Ferrovial, as you probably know. And the other major airports are very often owned by local authorities, local public authorities, local councils, such as the Manchester Airport, which is owned by a group of local authorities. And they have, you know, quite very high, stringent and high standards in terms of governance. So any renewal of a contract, as Mario said earlier on, you know, the incumbent usually has a reasonably strong position in many of these renewals. But we do go through a very formal process, usually open tender, and the whole thing is very thorough. I'm encouraged by one of the main reasons why I'm so positive about this acquisition of Alpha by Autogrill is that actually we now have something new to go to the airport authorities to discuss, because we have, you know, a number of concepts from the food and beverage side and all the rest of it, and we have the power of the Autogrill group behind us, and I think that will therefore help Alpha and Autogrill in the UK market.
Perfect. Thank you.
No more question at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Simon Mezzanotte from Societe Generale. Mr. Mezzanotte, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. Very last question on Alpha. Can you please tell us Alpha's net debt position? I recall you disclosed that clearly in January. Can you give us an update on that?
it's Mark Adams here. Our net debt position at the end of 31st of January was effectively just short of 50 million, which was in line with the previous year end. So that was effectively our position as it stood at that point in time.
Okay, thanks.
Next question comes from Miss Antonella Frungillo from Casenove. Miss Frungillo, please proceed with your question.
Hi, good afternoon.
I beg your pardon, madam. Could you speak closer to the microphone, please? Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I have a question on Autogrill. According to my calculations, after the deal, you should have a net debt on EBITDA ratio still below or very close to 2x. Are you happy with this balance sheet structure, or should we expect some more deals or other actions on the balance sheet? Thanks.
Yeah. Yes, it's right that we will be around in that area. Of course, as you will see a bit better, because we will provide the market with a pro forma with an indication of the full impact on a full year basis of the acquisition, just to give you a better flavor. I think that we will provide you already in the semi-annual figures. But basically, you are right. In principle, of course, the acquisition is consistent with also the attempt to, say, have a better financial structure, expanding the business instead of, say, only re-leveraging the group. Of course, we will continue to pursue opportunity for external growth, so we don't expect that we are finished with Alpha Airport. Definitely this is not the case. We want, of course, to continue to pursue the strategy as has been indicated in the past. That is, we will continue to execute the bolt-on acquisitions in the market in order to complete our offer and our presence in the countries, as well as we want to continue to look for more transformational acquisition. Definitely, Alpha is, under this respect, one of these transformational acquisitions, probably more for the fact that we have entered into a new market, more than for the size in terms of total indebtedness generated by either the acquisition or the consolidation of the net financial position of Alpha in our balance sheet. We will continue in this strategy, and with more or less the same time frame that we have indicated previously. So we still expect that 2007 and the first part of 2008 will see us active. Then, of course, it is not only up to us. Then we will find other interesting opportunities, as we think Alpha Airport is. Then is as far as Autogrill is concerned, but also as far as the opportunities that are in the market. But we will continue in this strategy to continue to finance acquisition through leveraging the company, because, of course, there is still room in our balance sheet.
Okay, thank you.
No more question at the moment. The control room confirmed there are no more questions at the moment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for having spent this time with us, and I hope the presentation was good, and looking forward to hearing from you soon. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Autogrill.